No, you're not.
From California.
No, you're not. My apologies, ladies and gentlemen, as we break into Big League Fishing. Not sure what we're listening to, but it's something that you won't be listening a whole lot to. Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome, Big League Fishing, here with Doug Flynn. I hope you're on your way to a lake somewhere. If you are, don't run off the road with this crap that's being played right now. What are you playing, dude? What is that?
Well, he said he was from California, so I figured California Love would be good.
That is a pretty good move, actually.
It's better than playing Chicago right now.
Oh, you could play Chicago anywhere in the country right now. Be popular, baby.
Ugh.
I know. You and me both were pulling for Cleveland. It didn't happen. Hey, our
at least they have something to hang their hats on now, and you know, they actually have a reason to be as pompous as they are.
Woo! I'm just saying. He doesn't like you. You don't like those boys. Cleveland, I was pulling for because I thought they had better pitching, but now that Chicago's won it, I think it looked pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they handled it well. They had a lot of class, very humble. It was good. Now, we have a special guest today because my co-host is fishing, and we're going to talk to him later on in the show. We have a dear friend. Now, let me tell you about this boy. He's not only a nationally known comedian, but he came to Lexington at our golf tournament. He and I met in Nashville, actually, a bunch of years ago. How many years ago?
14.
Golly. We met at a golf tournament Henry Cho was doing. Mm-hmm. We got to play a practice round of golf. We've been friends ever since. He's done movies. He's been in the Mall Cop movies. He's done voiceovers. He's done television. And he's one of the funniest people I've ever met. And now he's a Lexingtonian. My buddy Scott Henry is in the house.
Love being a Lexingtonian. Only for 1 week now.
That's right.
Exactly 1 week I drove into town.
All right. My thoughts were, and you know, what if he gets here and he stays for like more than 4 or 5 days in a row and he thinks, you know, I don't think we made a good choice.
Yeah.
That didn't happen?
No.
Oh.
Well, I'll put it this way. I played golf on Sunday, played golf on Monday, played golf on Wednesday, and I'm playing golf on Saturday. I ain't going anywhere.
You're in a tournament Saturday?
With
Rocco.
With Rocco, yeah.
All right. Tell him what you said. Tell our audience what you said about me, about it's great knowing that you got another guy that...
Yeah, it's really... and I didn't know this about Doug. People, there was rumors, but it's nice that I'm here. It's be with somebody else who's unemployed. There's going to be golfing and, you know... of course, I'm going to try fishing.
Yeah, you got to try fishing. I want to tell you, if you get out fishing and you like it, you will have a mixed bag, whether to say, I don't know if I'm going to go golf or not, because it's very addicting. It's just like golf.
Okay.
It can take over you and own you up to that point.
Well, I used to go fishing. I'm from Wisconsin, and there's, you know... along with Minnesota, there's 10,000 lakes.
You're from Wisconsin?
Wisconsin. Yeah, no kidding there.
So have a Diet Coke?
You want to go fishing or no? It was my mind. You going to have supper or no?
That's where my family's from as well.
Oh, really? Where?
Yeah. Way up north in Shell Lake area.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Yeah, it's beautiful in Wisconsin. It really is. I mean, the winters are hard to take, though. And, you know, it's... The thing, I never minded the winters because you can go snowmobiling, you can go, you know, do a lot of things, skiing, but it rained a lot and, you know, nobody ever goes, gosh, I hope it rains on Thursday so you can what? You know what I mean? What are you going to do? You know?
You got bowling.
Yeah, I love bowling.
I know that.
That's my other thing. But it's nice now to be here and I'm going to try fishing again. I used to fish with my dad, but I was too squirmy.
Freshwater or saltwater fishing?
We used to trout and bass.
Oh,
freshwater. Well,
that's it, right here.
Yeah, so that's what we did up there, and walleye.
Oh yeah,
some walleye.
I love eating some walleye. Yeah,
perch. Perch is probably one of my favorite fish.
Yep.
I just love perch, like pan fried. And my uncle used to be able to do it up on a cast iron thing over the fire.
That's the only way to do it.
And I used to love it, but Doug, I'll tell you what, you're grabbing that fish off the hook for me. I can't do it.
Why?
I don't know. It feels weird to me. And then the fin, I'm always afraid I panic.
You don't grab them by the fin, though. I'm going to show you the way that you can grab them, then you can hold on to them, and then you can take the hook out of them, and they don't get hurt, and you throw them back in the water, unless you want to eat some. There's a very nice technique to do that.
Okay. I mean, trust you.
You're sounding like a...
I know.
Like a girly man right now.
You're not going to say anything my dad didn't. Hey, come on, go hang out with your ma. You know, he'd run the boat in, you know. He's very patient, my father.
Yeah, I've got one too. I know exactly what that was like. Big League Fishing here this morning. Hope you're having a good one. I hope you're fishing. The weather is starting to turn a little cooler. Started on Thursday, getting a little cooler in the evening, Friday. But can you believe it? It's November. It's Saturday. And the temperature is going to be today somewhere in the mid-60s. We'll take that all winter long. I'm getting a little scared, Josh, though, of what may happen. Because we were kind of mild last year. And fish, the wintertime is when I love to fish because there's nobody on the water. You can go out and relax. Just bundle up a little bit. You don't have to worry about all the boat traffic. And you really catch a lot of big fish. No bugs, which is really good. But I'm starting to worry, you know, because around here, you get a little bit of snow and people get a little freaked out.
Well, it's mild until those ice storms kick in.
Yeah, the ice storms have been brutal the last couple of years, haven't they?
Because you're right at that line, right?
Right at the line, yep. We got the river up north, and but we get very similar weather to Cincinnati. Theirs is usually a bit worse than ours, right. But it's very similar to what they get to. So, and when we come back for the next segment, we're going to give our buddy Keith Munson a call. He's on the lake, we believe Douglas Lake, fishing the Fishers of Men tournament with Greg Proffitt. And I don't think I'm speaking out of school to think that they are trying to qualify to go to a national tournament where they will be fishing for a whole bunch of money.
Mm-hmm.
So they've practiced today. They said they've had a pretty good day catching fish. We're going to find out all the full details when we get Keith on the phone line. So I don't know. I know it's a regional tournament. If they win this, if they go to the national tournament, they're going to be fishing for a whole bunch of money. So we'll talk with Keith when we come back in the next segment. Hope you're having a wonderful day. Scott Henry's our co-host today. More with Big League Fishing in just a moment.
Hey, this is Mark Menendez with you. Big League Fishing, Keith and Doug. Keith's going to throw a fishing pole. Doug's probably going to throw a baseball. They're a lot of fun. You're going to learn a lot about our sport here on Big League Fishing.
Whether you're looking to trade in your old boat or purchase a new one, let us get you ready for the season at Marine Works.
Brantley. Brantley Gilbert?
Yeah, man, that's me.
You're the best thing to hit country music in a while, man.
I appreciate it, brother, but I'm actually about to go on stage in a sec. Hold up. Is that a Diet Mountain Dew?
Yeah, it's got a great kick.
Yeah, that bold citrus taste.
Yeah. Well, hey, I know you got a show to go do, so. You know.
It doesn't taste like other diets, man.
Hey, well, good luck out there.
Man, I love the taste of Diet Dew.
Brantley, you're on.
Man, I'll give you anything for it.
Seriously?
Anything.
Anything?
Welcome to the home of the hillbilly.
Yeah, baby, there's...
Hope it was worth ruining your concert for.
Every sip.
Diet Mountain Dew. Yeah, it tastes that good.
Hey, welcome back to Big League Fishing. My co-host today, Mr. Scott Henry, nicely known comedian who is now making Lexington his permanent residence, coming all the way from California. And I've taught him how to speak a little bit of Kentucky. Tell him some of the things you've learned.
I like something called oil. You know, oil is good.
Oil is good.
What's another one?
What about when two guys are grappling? What's that called?
Wrestling.
Wrestling, that's right.
And
what about when you got to get your clothes cleaned?
Wash them.
That's it. Oh, you've already got it down.
Well, I'm getting some of it. Okay. I'm getting some of it. But
don't get too much. You'll start losing your job.
I spent the first like 8-9 years of my career doing comedy clubs in the Southeast. And I got addicted to Southern women. Had to go to a 12-step. It was unbelievable. So, you know, I picked up a few things there.
Yeah. Not going there.
No. I set you up.
Yes, you did.
Wrong radio show.
Wrong show. All right. We're with my buddy, my co-host, Mr. Keith Munson, is down in somewhere. We're going to guess Tennessee, catching a lot of fish. And if I am speaking properly, he's catching them on top water. And he knows that really aggravates me. Munson!
You would hate being down here right now. I mean, it scares you to death when they hit, you know. You would jump, it'd be hard on your heart and all that stuff.
Are you just blind casting for them, or are they moving?
No, we're running around little shallow points, little mud points. It's got little small rocks on them, laying it right on the bank, and just keeping it moving.
Well, are you throwing buzz baits, or are you throwing your little spinner bait, or your plopper whopper?
can't get bit on spinnerbait. I've caught probably five on buzzbait this morning, and caught the rest of them at Whopper Flopper. Caught a few on a smaller and crankbait, shallower and crankbait, but they're very shallow. But we're just having trouble fishing. Greg caught a 5-pounder yesterday, and we had a couple 3-pounders this morning, but nothing really big. So I don't know if it's going to be good enough or not.
Tell us what you're fishing there. I know it's a tournament. Tell everybody what you're fishing.
Yeah, it's the Fisherman Regional for this area. We're trying to make it to the Nationals, which is going to be on the Red River in Louisiana this coming spring. But we're trying to make it to the Nationals. So it's I forget how many divisions are in this thing, but there's not a whole lot of boats, so we got a good chance we can just catch something.
How many boats you got there? How many boats will be in it?
I don't think probably 50.
Oh,
so it's not really that big, that big of a tournament. So,
huh? But if you qualify, what do you got to do to qualify? You got to win it, or you just got to be in the top?
Top 10, I think, top 12, something like that. I'm not really sure.
Wow.
It's right down here on Douglas Lake and right outside Pigeon Forge, man. It's beautiful down here. And the weather is beautiful. It was 82 degrees yesterday and just a real light wind today. And it's supposed to cool down just a little bit, but boy, the fishing's been pretty good, really.
You got it? Go ahead, Scott.
If you have 50 boats, it's a pretty good size lake then, isn't it?
Huge lake.
Otherwise, it's going to look like a parking lot.
Yeah, huge lake.
It's a big lake, real big lake.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and this is one of the smaller tournaments, believe it or not, from... Like, we'll do one here in Kentucky. It'll be 100. I think the first year I fished Taylor's tournament, there was 184 boats.
Yeah. There was 141 last weekend in addition for a major tournament.
Oh, my gosh. And then we're getting ready because we got the Taylor tournament coming up here pretty soon, and we'll be fishing that. So, weekend after. You in a fight? Or are you okay?
Pardon me?
I said, were you in a fight? Or are you okay? Sound like
I'm okay.
A lot of rustling around going there. I thought maybe Greg body slammed you or something.
No, I'd moved around. The boat shifted on me, and I about fell out of the boat.
Hey, is Greg really getting excited?
Greg is tore all pieces over there. He can't hardly keep his calm down.
I bet he hasn't shut up, has he?
No, not a bit.
Hey, tell me what kind of weights it going to take, you think. You got any idea after fishing a couple of days?
Well, we talked to some guys that's local down here, and it's only been taking like 14 pounds a day. So, I'm thinking 25, 26 pounds. Should be pretty strong, and probably 10 pounds a day should make that regional cut that we're trying to make. So we caught that. We probably had 12, 13 pounds yesterday, and we've probably got 11 pounds so far today. So hopefully we can keep catching them. We're catching a lot of just keepers. Go up in the back of these pockets and catch all 13 inches you need. But
I think the last time you and I were there doing a little flipping, are you catching anything flipping?
No, it's where we were flipping is about 35 foot up on the bank right now. It's really low.
Harrington's the same way. I ran down there yesterday afternoon. They have pulled the heck out of Harrington as well.
Hey, did you catch any fish down there?
No, sir. Didn't have a bite. Uh-oh. Week before I caught 9 keepers.
Uh-huh.
And went back, fished the same points with the same bait, and never got a sniff.
You never got a biggin?
Never got a bit. There you go, biggin.
See? Madden them up. Like this, like that.
Like it. Here's another one for you. I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you.
A-M-O.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you something.
I always like the days of the week. Would you go through the days of the week for me?
Monday.
Say those.
Monday.
Monday.
Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Thursday.
Thursday.
Friday.
I'm waiting for Saturday is what I'm waiting.
Saturday.
Saturday. There's no T to be found in Saturday.
All right, wait a minute. I'm a city boy, though. I say Saturday.
That's city?
That's city.
Yeah, that's but New York, all right. Now I remember that.
Here's a country boy. And we'll see. How you say it, Keith? How's Bergen people say it?
Saturday.
That was like an S and a Y.
The weekend.
That's true. So, all right. So, how long y'all going to stay on the water today? We are an hour difference there, right?
We'll probably get off the water around 4 o'clock or so, and then we've got to go to the meeting, and they feed us and all that at around 6, and then we'll be ready to go.
Are you on an hour difference, or are you same time?
No, we're the same as we're in Eastern time, so we're in good shape there.
R. There you go.
In R.
I don't think you got very far to go to get this.
Well, you're the perfect teacher.
Yeah, but no. You know who we need? We need Hondo to teach him, don't we?
Oh my goodness! And it'd be good and slow, and get it to enunciate everything like you're supposed to.
we're going to get Hondo. Hondo is our official diction teacher. When you come in from out of state, mm-hmm. we let you spend a night with him, and then I think you'll have it down pat.
I'll tell you a little Knoxville, Tennessee story. Years and years and years ago, I had a, what was it, like a 78 Buick Regal. Beautiful. It was flawless, you know. My buddy's wife owned it, and so I'm driving down to Knoxville, and all of a sudden I look back, and my car looks like a steamboat. So I pull into this gas station, you know, where they have, remember they used to have a garage?
And oh, yeah.
The guy's just, you know, he's got his face 2 inches from the gas tank, yeah. and he's got a cigarette burning in his mouth, right? And so he looks at it, fires it up, and he goes, son, he goes, you got a busted head gasket. And I go, what does that mean? He goes, means you're screwed. And then his buddy goes, yeah, and you don't even get a kiss. And I don't know if that was appropriate for the radio, but the thing is, that was one of my first experiences with Knoxville, Tennessee.
And I think you pretty much understood what he was talking about. Yes.
Oh, I got it right away.
Guys are pretty much to the point around here when you pull into a place like that.
Yeah.
So, well, Bud, you guys go get them, man. That'd be nice. Keep me posted on how you do, but I'd like to see y'all come with a mess. Will you probably start with top water in the morning again?
Oh, yeah. We'll probably throw it at 10, 11 o'clock as long as they keep biting. We quit fishing on today and started other stuff because, you know, we just keep catching them. So, sure. I thought, well, we need these tomorrow. You know how that goes.
Yeah. So, and they're up pretty shallow, huh?
Oh, yeah. They're right on the bank. I mean, you have to throw it. In fact, I'm throwing the buzzbait on the bank and then pulling it off.
Wow. Wow. And they're hitting it all the way up through the day.
Yeah, they have been. We haven't caught anything on the last couple hours today.
Well, we're supposed to get a little cold. It's raining up here right now. It's supposed to get a little cooler. Yeah. I think it's supposed to be in the 40s, but it's starting to rain, and so it could be a little, you know, pukey, but it's going to be nice 60s for the next couple of days.
Well, that's perfect. Perfect fishing weather.
Oh, I know. It is perfect fishing weather. All right. We're pulling for you, man. Go do good.
I appreciate it.
Hey, and when you get back home, we're going to take Scott. Scott, we're going to break him in, show him what we're doing. We won't tell him
how to talk.
We won't show him how. We won't show him how to catch because we haven't figured it out. But we'll show him how to fish.
I sure hope fishing is not a code word.
That's it.
Yeah, right when we get back from snipe hunting, we'll take him. Yeah. All right, man. You and Greg do good. Tell Greg that he really ruined the show for being so loud in the background.
I'll do it. He didn't stop fishing that stuff. He got on promo and he's just fishing right on.
Is he? All right. Well, hey, thanks for taking time out. Keep me posted how you're doing. Good luck, and you guys do well.
I'll do it. Thank you, buddy.
Hey, pal. See you. All right. Keith Munson down there fishing in a big tournament. This is a big one because if they qualify for this, they got the opportunity to go fish for like $100,000.
Wow.
Which would be pretty good. And, you know, a lot of people say, why are you fishing? Well, if you're doing something you love to do, you got sponsors that are taking care of you. On any given weekend, you can go out and make $50,000 to $100,000. Mm-hmm. Why would you not want to do that if you love doing it?
What is it about it that, like, for me, golf, when I'm outside, the camaraderie, and it's such a challenge, you know? And it's you know, I mean, the golf course is just sitting right there, and you know what you have to do, but it's hard to do it. Well, with fishing, you don't have a golf course. You got these little fish that are, you know, you don't know if they're hungry. It's 5 o'clock. Maybe they're older. They eat earlier. You know what I mean? I don't know. I don't know how it works. What is it about it that's such a challenge, and how is it skillful?
You named it right there. It's figuring out when they're feeding, what they're feeding on, mm-hmm. What depth are they going to be feeding, what time of day will they be feeding, what bait are they going to hit while they are feeding, mm-hmm. and you turn your phone off. You don't even take a phone with you.
Okay.
You got it there only for emergency, and you just put it away.
Okay.
And you let people know right off the get, I'm going fishing. Don't be bothering me.
Yeah.
So you keep that away. And then it's the camaraderie. You're out there with a buddy, much mm-hmm. like golf. You're ragging each other. You're talking. You can do anything you want. I mean, you can yell, scream. That doesn't bother the fish. It's the stomping around that bothers the fish. Your body can do whatever it wants out there in God's wonderful country.
And there's probably so what you're saying is there is a restroom out there.
No. Well, yeah, it's sort of.
Well, I put you right in a corner there, didn't
no,
I?
No, I mean, you're right. There is one there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and sometimes when the water's real cold, you know, it warms the water for the fish and gets them a little more active. Sure. So
you want to make sure that doesn't get confused with bait.
We'll explain when we return on Big League Fishing.
Hey, this is Mark Menendez with you. Big League Fishing, Keith and Doug. Keith's going to throw a fishing pole. Doug's probably going to throw a baseball. They're a lot of fun. You're going to learn a lot about our sport here on Big League Fishing.
Everyone at Central Bank loves UK Athletics, almost as much as we love providing outstanding service. Sometimes the team kind of inspires us to improve even more. Like just the other day, I was helping a customer open a checking account.
I really don't know what kind of account I'm looking for.
Well, I hope I can help you.
Time out! Time out!
Coach Cal? What are you doing here?
Come over here, Mike. You need to take charge here. Show them the options. You've got checking, CDs, money market accounts. You're like a point guard here. It's up to you to make all of our customers' financial lives easier and better. Now, do I need to bring in a sub or are you my guy?
No, Coach. I'm your guy.
Now go out there and help make this customer a winner.
Coach Cal never lets us rest. And we love him for it.
Central Bank. Serious about banking. Crazy about UK. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Brantley. Brantley Gilbert?
Yeah, man, that's me.
You're the best thing to hit country music in a while, man.
I appreciate it, brother, but I'm actually about to go on stage in a sec. Hold up. Is that a Diet Mountain Dew?
Yeah, it's got a great kick.
Yeah, that bold citrus taste.
Yeah. Well, hey, I know you got a show to go do, so.
It doesn't taste like other diets.
Hey, well, good luck out there.
Man, I love the taste of Diet Dew.
Brantley, you're on.
Man, I'll give you anything for it.
Seriously?
Anything.
Anything?
Welcome to the home of the hillbilly.
Yeah, baby, there's...
Hope it was worth ruining your concert for.
Every sip.
Diet Mountain Dew. Yeah, it tastes that good.
Hi, Doug Flynn here. Are you tired of your cable company? Well, get rid of them and get DirecTV from Impact Satellite. I've been thinking about getting DirecTV, but I didn't want to get it from a website, and I like doing business with a local person. Then I found Impact Satellite, Central Kentucky's premier local DirecTV dealer. They helped me choose the best package and equipment for me and scheduled a day and time for my installation. The installer was on time. I didn't have to wait 4 hours and wonder if they were going to get there or not. Do you want TV service in your business? They can take care of that too. The DirecTV experts at Impact Satellite will put together the best plan for your business, and the service is great. Do what I did. Get rid of your cable company and get DirecTV from Impact Satellite, the area's premier local DirecTV dealer. Call Impact Satellite at 502-867-0157. That's 502-867-0157. Or visit the showroom in Georgetown at 104 Lawson Drive between Walmart and 84 Lumber. Impact Satellite. Tell them Doug Flynn sent you and save an extra $10 per month for the first 10 months. That's a good question.
Did I accidentally hit this?
Yeah, you accidentally went right over there.
Totally. That's enough of that.
What?
Wow.
It's enough of that.
That's good.
I know, but he's not on a Chicago kick right now.
I'm grieving.
And there's not a song about Cleveland.
Oh, I see.
Cleveland Rocks, or what's that?
Yeah, Drew Carey.
That's right.
You know what, though? You got to respect Theo Epstein.
Oh!
Well, I mean, that's a five-year plan.
Yeah.
It was 5 years.
5 years.
Who does that? The Bears have been doing a five-year plan for 30 years.
And who goes into Boston when they hadn't won for whatever
and
wins twice.
Yeah.
And then comes over here to this and just, he's amazing.
He is amazing.
And the irony to it is he's in Chicago and they're playing against Tito Francona, who he had 2 years over in Boston.
Uh-huh.
I didn't think it was a very well-managed game last night or the other night.
The two nights.
Yeah. I didn't think they were managed well. I thought there was a lot of mistakes, but they were exciting because they kind of added a little bit of drama to the game.
It's one of the best World Series I've ever seen in my lifetime. I mean, not only does it go 3-1.
It might be one of the most exciting World Series. Best one I've ever
seen. Well, that's what, I mean, to me, entertainment value, sitting on the couch and watching. I mean, first of all, they go down 3-1. Then they come, which is, they say, wow, this never happened.
It's over.
And then they, you know, tie it up on some craziness. A fly ball drops in the middle of two professional ball players.
How about that? And gets a hit on it. What an error. Gets a hit.
Double. You got a double. And so then you have you know, he's using Chapman for two innings, which was just... And last night he pulled Montgomery. Is that... No, not Montgomery. Who started?
Hendricks.
Hendricks. Why are you pulling him? He struck that guy out. That ump missed that call.
That's a local umpire, by the way.
Is it?
From Lexington, Kentucky.
Oh, I remember Matthew was telling me.
You'll meet him somewhere along the way.
Okay.
And I thought he did a good job, but yeah, that was a good pitch. But...
And he wraps that inning up and walks off and probably pitches two more innings.
Yep. Or at least another one for sure.
Yeah.
And you saw guys doing stuff that you would not normally do in the course of a season, which makes you wonder, is there too much overmanaging going on?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't want that to decide a game. You want the players to decide the game.
Right.
And, you know, I watched they play when the guy slid into second base, and they reviewed it to see if he came in too hard or if he went out. Please.
He was out any. Oh, no, he wasn't. He went right at the bag. Yeah,
he did.
Was it Bryant?
No, it was. I can't remember who it was. But, it was Zobrist.
I like the sportsmanship that happened after that.
Helped him right up.
And he also, you could see, read his lips. He goes, "You all right?"
Yeah, and you know, here's part of the game as a middle infielder. That's their job to knock me on my rear end. Mm-hmm. It's my job to learn how to catch it and get out of the way so that I don't get hurt. Mm-hmm. We've taken that away from the game now.
Right.
Now it's not, there's not an art to it anymore, so guys don't have to throw and jump and get out of the way. Mm-hmm. You just sit there and turn a double play. If somebody hits you, boom, he's out automatically. Stinks, I think.
Yeah, well, you know what was in? I like the home plate rule, though. If you can block, I never understood this. You can't block first base. You can't block second base. You can't block third base. Why?
Why can you block home?
You know what? The catcher, he took a hit the other night.
He did.
But one thing, like Baez, you know who he reminds me of?
Who's that?
Cincinnati Red.
Pete?
No. Your second baseman.
Joe Morgan?
Yeah. No, your second baseman now.
Brandon Phillips.
Because he does all that trickery. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's fun to watch. I like it because I'm a bit of a hot dog.
Yes, you are.
But, you know, when it's the World Series, you might want to just stick to fundamentals.
Tone it down a little bit. See, I'm not a big fan of somebody who's doing that. I'm old school. Play mm-hmm. the game. Play it the right way. Act like you've been there before.
Mm-hmm.
But also, guys that played in my era and before didn't have ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
So there wasn't any da-da-da, da-da-da.
Right.
So you just played because you knew that the only people that were going to see it were the people that were at the game.
Right.
And now you're playing to jazz it up a little bit. And some of it's very nice.
Yeah.
However, if I'm playing in a World Series game, I'm going to make the play as simple as possible.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. Yeah, he's got some talent.
But you know, what is he, 22 years old?
Oh, he's a baby.
So if you're like, you know, act like you've been there. he hadn't been there.
You know, a couple of years ago, we were doing Minor League Game of the Week on CBS Sports Network, and mm-hmm. he was the number one prospect in all of baseball. And you can see why now.
How long ago was it?
Just 3 years ago.
Well, we've got this kid. I'm a Brewer fan. Now, we're not talking about fishing here. Is this...
I'm sure there's a Brewer or two that fishes every now and then.
Well, okay, good.
Because you got a chance to go in and perform for the Brewers at the locker room, didn't you?
Yeah, and that was fun. That was a lot of fun. But I saw Euchre when I went in.
Who is your favorite?
He's my favorite, and I know him from another golf tournament, the Vince Lombardi Charity Classic. I did that tournament a week after my father passed away from cancer. Mm. It was really a neat thing that they did. And it was a big event like yours. And at the end of my set, I had done all my parents' stuff about my mom, about my dad, and my mom was there. And I just thanked the crowd. I said, you know, thanks for being here. It's because of people like you in rooms like this that I got my father survive 5 years.
Mm.
Standing ovation. And they all lined up to hug my mom.
I mean,
there was a line 40 deep, and this is one of the highlights of my life. Bart Starr came up, shook my hand, and took his paw and put it on the side of my face, and he goes, "Outstanding, young man."
If my dad
could have been there, yeah. But he couldn't have been there, so it was like, you know, it was one of those things. It was the irony. It still makes me emotional when I think about it because it was a tough time. But,
yeah.
You know, I loved Uke and being around the Brewers, and now I like their team that they have. And even though it's a down year, I like watching these kids fight for spots. You know, you feel for them. You're like, their families at home going, come on.
That's right.
You know? I think that's cool.
The amazing thing, too, there are some of them that they have if they don't make it on that first time and mm-hmm. they happen to get sent back, you never hear from them again.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's timing. It's all kind of stuff that happens. Like, I'm one of the luckiest ones in the world because I had a good spring when you needed to.
Okay.
And if I don't make that spring, if I don't make the team that year, you never hear about me.
Wow.
But I was very, very lucky. So we'll talk more. We got one more segment. A little fishing, a little baseball, a little comedy. We do it all here on the Big League Fishing Radio Network.
Hello, this is Bailey Turner, and you are listening to Big League Fishing with Doug Flynn and Keith Munson, my GM. And they will be right back.
Hi, I'm Danny McSorley. Whether you're looking to trade in your old boat or purchase a new one, let us get you ready for the season at Marine Works at Pandora Marina on Harrington Lake, just south of Lexington.
Brantley. Brantley Gilbert?
Yeah, man, that's me.
You're the best thing to hit country music in a while, man.
I appreciate it, brother, but I'm actually about to go on stage in a sec. Hold up. Is that a Diet Mountain Dew?
Yeah, it's got a great kick.
Yeah, that bold citrus taste.
Yeah. Well, hey, I know you got a show to go do, so, you know.
It doesn't taste like other diets,
man. Hey, well, good luck out there.
Man, I love the taste of Diet Dew.
Brantley, you're on.
Man, I'll give you anything for it.
Seriously?
Anything.
Anything?
Welcome to the home of the hillbilly.
Yeah, baby, there's...
Hope it was worth ruining your concert for.
Every sip.
Diet Mountain Dew. Yeah, it tastes that good.
Hi, Doug Flynn for J&H Outdoors, your headquarters for top quality tents, backpacks, and sleeping bags. New arrivals of climbing harnesses, ropes, and climbing shoes. Kayaks and canoes from Hobie, Piranha, and Old Town. And you have to see the footwear from Vibram Five Fingers, Chaco, and Merrill Barefoot. J&H Outdoor Store. Moore Drive just off Nicholasville Road. Turn between Raising Cane's and Wendy's. J&H Outdoor Store. Hey, we're back with Big League Fish, and hope you're having a wonderful, wonderful weekend, because we are. Got my good friend Scott Henry here. A good fun. Hey, by the way, what do you got coming up for the wintertime? Are you going to travel anywhere and do any cruises or anything?
I am. I'm here until the 11th, which is when my house closes.
Oh,
so
good.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
I won't be in it.
Perfect.
It's going to be empty for like the first 2 weeks.
What about the lovely Catherine?
She's coming in on the 19th, and she's going to, you know, the movers are going to bring everything in.
Josh,
and
party at Scott's house.
Hey, well, I can't wait to have one. So I'll be on a cruise on an NCL ship called the... Escape, and it is,
it's nice.
And I'm not getting paid for this, but it's my favorite ship to do. It's just
better
fantastic.
Than like the Oasis or any of those.
Well, the Oasis is one thing. I mean, that's an Oasis and Allure are a lot of fun as well.
They're huge, aren't they?
Yeah, there's 6,500
wow.
And 2,500 crew, and these people that work on these cruise ships, they're the hardest working people. Work almost 12 hours a day,
that's right.
7 days a week. For 7 months.
And always got a smile on their face and treat you like a king, don't
they? Yeah. Well, and a lot of they're from the Philippines or from wherever. They make more in a month than they would make in almost a year.
Wow.
It, like, the guy broke it down for me at like 7 months.
Man.
That's how much crazy that is. But I love that ship. And we get to do a lot of shows on this one. That's why I like the Oasis and the Allure as well. We get to do...
How many shows will you do?
On the Oasis and Allure, I do like 15. In
really?
7 days. Yeah, we do two a night.
Wow.
And there's actually 16. We do two a night. And then
they'll have two comics on most of them?
Yep. They have an MC and then, you know, two headliners. And on the Norwegian ship is great. We do seven shows. And they're, you know, in a comedy club on the ship, which is the right way to do it.
Yeah.
You know, and you have a 7, 9, and 11 a couple of nights. And... what you do is, like, if there's a 7, I'll do the 7, the next guy will do the 9, the next headliner, there'll be the same MC, and then, you know, the 11. And we flip-flop like that, because every night it's like a 7 and a 9 show. And, because I like to work when I'm out there, because it's boring. I mean, I'm looking out my porthole like Ted Kaczynski. I'm trying to write a manifesto. I'm only about halfway into it right now. But, you know, so I'm doing 3 weeks on that. I come home.
Wait, hold it. You don't get a balcony suite or anything?
No, we get an officer's cabin, though. It's really nice.
Oh,
and it's great because you get charged for tips if you get a regular cabin, which sometimes, like when Catherine comes with me, they'll give me a regular cabin, which is NCL will. And on the Oasis in Allure, I get a regular cabin, which is really nice. But so I do 3 weeks. I come home for a couple, and then I go to, in December, Catherine and I are going for Christmas and New Year's on the Escape. Then in January.
You work in that? Okay.
Yeah. I don't pay for vacations, Doug.
I hear you.
I do a show and go.
I hear you.
We try to take a vacation.
Being on scholarship, baby. I know how that works.
It's the best. And then 2 weeks in January as well. So I have, you know, 7 weeks between now and the end of January.
So you won't even be in your house too often. You have it. I liked it, though. You said you got a good security system, and it's perfect.
Yeah. Lava. Yeah. My buddy Cooper. And
hey, you know what? We're this show, and Munson and I, and Josh heard us talk about this. We really, really love our military and support our military. How many different countries and trips have you taken with the military?
Over 50.
Wow.
And, you know, a lot of those were, obviously, most of them were during peacetime and with USO. But there was another company that I worked with called Comics on Duty, and we go right in it. We were in that Bosnia war. We went right in it.
And you love it, don't you?
We were in Iraq and Afghanistan. You're flying in Black Hawk helicopters. You get full gear? Shoot all kinds of... Yeah. Well, not full gear, but you're wearing
the vest, Kevlar vest.
Yeah, the Kevlar vest, which is great if you get hit with a BB. but it's not the iron plate one, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's like an adventure... You can't possibly buy.
That's
crazy. You're flying in helicopters. You're shooting 50 cals and doing all this kind of stuff. And you're scared sometimes. You know, bomb get launched into the base that you're at. That happened in Tikrit. You watch, you know, helicopter. We're in one of those Chinooks in Afghanistan. You know, the ones where the big ones where the back comes down like this. And there's two guys with machine guns, you know, chained to the outside. And there's an Apache following us.
Wow.
To make sure if something happens, and they take good care of us because it would be a terrible propaganda move if we were hurt. And so that's an adventure. Not only that, you see the people, how hard they work and how dedicated they are. And just, they're just better than me.
And you've been to Camp Lejeune with me before to do that little deal down there.
Absolutely.
So, and I was almost trying to kidnap you for USA Cares this year, but you just got into town, but we'll work on that one. It's another great deal because they're doing different things for military families. And I just don't think we can do enough.
Oh, me either. I mean, this isn't a political statement or anything like this, but these people should be taken care of when they come back.
Absolutely.
And at least PTSD is being diagnosed, and they're doing, like we went to the camp.
Save a Warrior.
Yeah.
Yep.
That was a really cool thing.
Yeah.
You know?
And they're doing that right here in Versailles, Kentucky, where they do it. We're getting more involved with that, too, to find out some other stuff, but... He's busy, man. Tell us about working in the movies. You big buddies with Kevin James.
Yeah, Kevin James. Kevin, I'm like really good friends with his brother Gary, but I've known Kevin and Gary. We're all comics, you know. We came up together, and Kevin, I was getting ready to go on the Oasis for 2 weeks, and in show business, whenever a big gig comes up, you already have a gig booked. Because that's just the way it works. Just like Catherine, we bought a house in Kentucky, and now she's doing Liberty Mutual, Lethal Weapon. She has a recurring role. You couldn't, you know. But anyway, working, I was on my way to do the Oasis, and I got a call from the casting director. You know, Kevin wants to offer you a role in Mall Cop. And I was like, when are they shooting this? And she goes, not till April. And I happen to have that time off, and it was... Boy, you feel like a movie star. It's just something. I sat there and watched all this stuff being filmed. You know, you get, you know, they put you up. There's car service. They're flying you in. There's, you know, there's a lot of fun making a comedy. Kevin made it fun. And one of the great things that he did, which I really respect, and this is comedians as opposed to actors. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. But Kevin knew what it's like to be a road dog. He put 10 comics in this movie.
Good night. That's
10
so good.
Comics, even if they just got one line or whatever, it's good for your resume. But he gave me a bunch of stuff, and you know, I spent a total of 5 weeks.
Wow.
Which was, And they were funny because every time they call, I'd go back home after something. She goes, hi, we're just wondering if you're available for this weekend. I'm like, do me a favor. I'll cancel my wedding, all right? Stop asking me if I'm available. I'm available, all right? So...
Yeah, that's pretty good. I know you guys are like ball players. I mean, we're part of a fraternity. You're part of a fraternity.
Yeah.
Who your favorite comedian of all time?
Oof.
Anybody that had the most impact on your career?
All right. Let me give you.
Other than your family.
Let me give you generational, just real quick. Steve Martin's first comedy album I had. I loved Bill Cosby because Bill Cosby was a storyteller. Steve Martin was just goofy. But I had his Let's Get Small album, and we did a thing in oral communications class, and you had to do some kind of lip sync or some kind of performance thing, and I did two bits from Steve Martin's album. And many years later, I came back to my old high school just to say hi to some people, and Mrs. Peterson, she goes, what are you doing now? And I said, I'm a stand-up comedian. She goes, I still show your tape.
Oh,
I'm like,
my.
What? So that was really cool. But I liked Bill Cosby's. He's a storyteller, and that's what I do. I'm not a big joke setup guy. But now I like the guys. I like Louis C.K. Bill Burr is my favorite comedian right now because what he says is so wrong, but he makes it funny. And he just rips women and he rips people. But that's the challenge. It's why I respect
it
so much.
Sort of like the way you were getting on me on the golf course the other day. It was so wrong, but it was funny.
That's how it works. If you can get away with it, it's acceptable if it's funny. And he does it. And I just love his energy. And he's still, he's an old school comic that like you said, in baseball, it's a grind.
Yeah. So it wasn't like older guys like Mule Deer or
oh yeah, well I love
some of those
watching
guys.
And I'm more of a fan. I mean you are a fan.
That's true.
I definitely am, and because I respect it. And I remember a long time ago, I was sitting there and I was working my way up, and there was a threshold I couldn't get over. And when there was some comic that did or whatever, I go, listen to that hack joke or this joke or that joke. And I was working with an older comic, and he said to me, he goes, why don't you shut up and let him make his money?
Ooh.
And I said, wow.
Ooh.
That hit me.
Yeah.
He goes, you don't tell him how to do it. You got your time up there and he's got his time up there. He's got a family he's feeding and he's trying to do the same thing you are. So maybe you ought to just, let it be and use that as a lesson moving forward. And boy, did I enjoy comedy and comics so much more after that.
Because I've sat by you when somebody else was doing something, and first of all, when they get ready to say it, you already know what they're going to say. And you'll either start laughing. I always thought if a comic laughs at another comic, then that's respect. Not necessarily he loves the joke or anything, but he loved the way he told the joke or his presentation or something.
Yeah. But there's a lot of really good comedians out there now. And when I was doing it in the beginning in the Southeast, there wasn't YouTube. There wasn't any of that stuff. So you'd go into little towns and you'd be a little star and all that kind of stuff. And it was fun. And then now... anybody who's got 5 minutes puts it on YouTube and somebody gets a million likes and does all that. And then when he has to go out and do a club, he's got
nothing.
5 minutes. And so it's kind of destroyed the club situation a little bit, I think.
Folks, if you get a chance, go online, look up Scott Henry. Is that where they can find you?
It's ScottHenryComedy.com and also ScottHenryCorporate.com. If you're interested in corporate engagements, I do, I've opened 10 Microsoft stores. I've done all that stuff.
He does everything. Well, I appreciate you just for your friendship and what you mean to our children's charity, buddy. All right, we got some golf to play.
Let's do it.
We got some partying to do.
I want to fish.
You want to fish?
I do.
Be careful what you lay axing for. Hey, we hope you have a great weekend. Let's pull for our buddy Keith Munson. And if we happen to miss you somewhere on the radio, by golly, we'll catch you on the water. So for Scott and Josh and Keith and Doug, Big League Fishing on the Big League Fishing Radio Network.
Everyone at Central Bank loves UK Athletics, almost as much as we love providing outstanding service. Sometimes the team kind of inspires us to improve even more. Like just the other day, I was helping a customer open a checking account.
I really don't know what kind of account I'm looking for.
Well, I hope I can help you.
Time out!
Coach Cal?
What are you doing here?
Come over here, Mike. You need to take charge here. Show them the options. You've got checking, CDs, money market accounts. You're like a point guard here. It's up to you to make all of our customers' financial lives easier and better. Now, do I need to bring in a sub or are you my guy?
No, coach. I'm your guy.
Now go out there and help make this customer a winner.
Coach Cal never lets us rest. And we love him for it.
Central Bank. Serious about banking. Crazy about UK. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hey folks, this is Doug Flynn, and I want to talk to you about Sutherland Chevrolet. You know, I'm pretty particular about what I drive. I stopped by, got the best service that I have ever received, and got me a brand new old pickup truck. It is absolutely wonderful. I've only taken it back once, and the service was incredible. Hey, if you're in the market for a nice vehicle, whether it be a truck or just a car, see our friends at Sutherland Chevrolet over in Nicholasville. You will not be disappointed.
Brantley. Brantley Gilbert?
Yeah, man, that's me.
You're the best thing to hit country music in a while, man.
I appreciate it, brother, but I'm actually about to go on stage in a sec. Hold up. Is that a Diet Mountain Dew?
Yeah, it's got a great kick.
Yeah, that bold citrus taste.
Yeah. Well, hey, I know you got a show to go do, so.
It doesn't taste like other diets.
Hey, well, good luck out there.
Man, I love the taste of Diet Dew.
Brantley, you're on.
Man, I'll give you anything for it.
Seriously?
Anything.
Anything?
Welcome to the home of the hillbilly.
Yeah, baby, there's...
Hope it was worth ruining your concert for.
Every sip.
Diet Mountain Dew. Yeah, it tastes that good.
Hi, Doug Flynn here. When I got to the age of getting a driver's license, I started paying more attention to types of cars, rules of the road, and yes, what kind of tires to drive on. Well, 46 years later, I still depend upon tires from S&S Tire. Located in Beaumont, Brandon Crossing, Nicholasville, and Richmond Roads, I can be assured of the very best quality and service around. Visit my friends at S&S Tire. You'll be glad you did.